What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows, yes, you once, twice, three times a winner, and I love you, Michael Carrick.
Ah.
I love
you. Oh, he's gone again. Okay.
You, Michael Carrick. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. I wonder how many new listeners we lose. They say, oh, try that podcast Andy Cantwell's on or whatever.
And oh, yeah, like, Andy Cantwell.
That's going to be me. I mean, they're not going to, you know, it's maybe someone we know. Someone we know might check it out and they'd give us the benefit of the doubt. But if anyone else, I wonder if anyone else is tuning in, it's like, nope, not for me.
Why this guy keeps singing?
Except for that annoying guy who keeps singing all the time.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you been?
I've been well. How about you?
Yeah, I've been good.
What was that little opening salvo in reference to, Terry?
Related to the fact that United have equaled Ruben Amorim's record for consecutive games won in a row.
No way. Yeah. Really?
Yes. Just three short games. He did what it took 14 months to do, I think.
Do you know what? In a weird way, though, I'm happy for yous.
Yeah, you should be.
You know what I mean?
We're the good guys.
No, I shouldn't be.
We're the good guys.
Are yous?
Yeah.
No. Not while you have Bruno. I don't think he can be considered the good guy.
I think the tail is in the tape. Even Carragher is saying, if he beats the record, which, 9 assists in 13 games, that's all he needs. He'll have beaten...
He'll have what? Beaten Kevin De Bruyne's assist record in the season?
Yeah.
For this season?
Yeah. This is how good he's been this year, I'm telling you. And he played half of it in centre mid.
My head is on Mars. How is that possible?
He got two at the weekend.
Wow, just quietly just knocking up these assists.
He's just the best, man. I'm telling you now. In 10 years, we're going to look back and be like, oh, what an arsehole he was. But Jesus, incredible. He's like one of the best players in the Premier League history.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
I'd give him, top 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, top 20.
He will have a bigger legacy
than
Hazard. Personal legacy.
Yeah, Hazard, yeah, I'd give you that.
Who was, considered Chelsea's
best, big, one of the best ever players in the league.
Who else would you say?
A better legacy than...
It's hard, you can't really choose any City player, any of the top City players, because they won fucking everything with their...
And some of them have been carried to those titles. Yeah. I mean, not necessarily any of the players that we'd be comparing them with, but, I do think that sometimes of, someone like Gerrard or someone who's like a really good player who didn't really win.
Gerrard, he's a better legacy than Gerrard.
No.
Personal legacy.
I mean, no.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he's not.
Kind of similar scenarios.
But Gerrard's won a Champions League.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of personal, they're dragging a team along by their arse.
I'd still say Gerrard had to do more. I think Gerrard did more for his... group of wasters.
Yeah, okay. Fernandez, I'll give you that.
You know what I mean?
But we beat...
In the conversation.
I wasn't here last week. That's on me.
I told him it was on you.
Here's something. The reason I was not here last week... Monday night, I was getting this thing, I don't know if you ever... I was getting this tightening in my forehead.
Ooh.
Just as if...
Botox?
Maybe I need some. But it was just as if someone was just like pulling my skin back every now and again. Like, that's weird. No pain or anything.
Maybe it was like that character from Ghost, the one who. who can, move things. The one who taught Patrick Swayze how to move things.
It's been so long since I've seen. All I remember is Tony Goldwyn.
Don't know who that is.
He's the guy from
got one more, don't you?
Yeah. He's the guy from One Battle After Another, the Christmas Adventure Club guy.
Oh yeah.
He used the bad guy in Ghost.
Of course. Yeah, no, makes sense.
But anyway.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah, you were talking about a serious mental.
Yeah. And then, so that was kind of been at me, and then I was in the gym on Monday night.
Yeah.
And I got back, and it was like, do you ever go to the dentist?
Not in 30 years. Okay, well, to be honest,
listeners out there, it's like I've just, you know, you've had a tooth pulled or some real like weird kind of tingling, numbing sensation there, and I was like, it wasn't bothering me when I was exercising, but it really came on afterwards. So then I was like, maybe I should go check this out just to be safe.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be like, well, whatever.
You're very good with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrible with that. I will have a limb hanging off. Like, I should probably go and see someone.
Like, it'd be just my luck that it'd be like, yeah, it's fine. It's like I have a stroke or something like that, you know, like, because I do like salty foods. Anyway, so I went to the doctor and they did all the tests and they were like, yeah, you don't know what it is. And I was like, cool.
That's take not
my,
what you want to hear.
Take my 60 quid.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know what, I'll get you to go get a scan just to be safe.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And it was like either Lachlanstown. They didn't take me. They don't take me. I'm too, like.
Too tardy.
My vitals were too good.
You know, you're too healthy for Lachlanstown.
Pretty much. They're like, okay. They don't take anybody your age. You need to be like older and like enfeebled to do a brain scan on you. So then I was like, okay, I'll go.
Where'd you go?
I went up to Vincent's, the ED. I will say, you know, university
hospital you work in?
No, I work in the private. Listen, I could not afford to go to the private ED, let me tell you.
Okay.
So I went to the public ED. I was only there about 2 hours and they saw me and they did all the same tests. And they're like, no, you're grand. We couldn't justify doing a scan on you. I'm like, all right.
But still, I'm like, are you in pain now?
No, and it's just this weird, it's still there, kind of, coming and going.
Is it like a sinus?
That's the thought. I was like, is it a wisdom tooth coming in? I don't know.
In the center
like,
of your forehead?
No, it's gone there now. It's gone around to like my...
that's what makes me think it's sinus, if it's traveling, you know?
I do a sinus rinse every night, like, because I snore like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, don't really
But still, though, a nice day to just sit and watch podcasts and not have to do anything for anybody.
It was quite nice.
I'm being seen to today. Someone's going to check me and check if I'm all right.
That was nice. I mean? That felt nice.
That's a good feeling.
So that was that. And
nice.
But before that, I was in great form because my beloved Red Devils went to the Emirates and fucking pulled down Champions Elect Arsenal's pants and did unspeakable things to them.
Oh, okay, well.
And we followed that up with the real test. This, the real quiz, was to beat Fulham.
Yeah.
Which we almost...
And I knew when I seen the score 3-2, I'm like, last minute goal, was it? And I was like, oh, fuck off. 94th minute. Sesko as well.
Big Ben. Bong. Bong. But the Arsenal game was very satisfying to watch. Because I was like, at first half an hour, I was like, geez, these Arsenal are crap to watch, I will say.
Yeah.
But they are very
dog shit.
They're very good at like putting the pressure, like grinding a team down.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that was it the first half an hour. I was like, Jesus Christ, we can't get out, can't get the passing going. And then the goal they scored was a fucking scaldy own goal. And they're like, celebrating.
The second goal was even worse than it was like just over the line. Marino as well, of all people, like, not him.
Yeah. And it's like you're looking at it, it's just like 10
affirmative
people.
Earthlings. Did I do right, my clone boss, Arteta?
It was like 10 people like on the goalkeeper. It's like, they're not fouling them, but like also you can't get out.
I seen Chelsea do a weird thing with their corners yesterday.
People been talking about it, and
where they all ran out.
Yeah,
and then Arsenal didn't know what to do.
He kept three up high. There's some other team that did it last year, and that was like, again, the only other team to do it.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, it's probably a good idea if you keep three up. They're gonna have to keep more people out of the box.
Yeah,
and you kind of go one on one with them. Then,
but they could just play a short. Then I guess.
So the risk you run.
But.
You fucking belter goals as well.
Well, do you know what? I was actually...
The Dorgy one.
When I seen Arsenal, I turned on just as Arsenal scored to make it 2-2. And I thought like, oh, they're going to turn it up now. They're going to dial it up. So for United, even me, for United to go right down the end and for Cunha to score that screamer. And I would class that as a screamer.
Yeah, two screamers.
See, normally now, you wouldn't class a shot that is like below waist level as a screamer.
Just think.
But it was a screamer.
It was like, remember De Bruyne scored one against Arsenal? Like
very
like,
satisfying.
It's like
it's like a golf shot or something.
Great looking golf shot.
So I was actually happy for more so that I was like, I just didn't want Arsenal to win. But then, like, I'm conditioned to not want Arsenal to win, even though it's within my best interest that yous don't win.
Yeah. Arsenal are very.
I was still happy.
Team.
I was happier. Even if it affects me, I don't want them.
Now you text me and you're like, "What did we say it was 3 points?"
Yeah, what was it?
It's if United finish within 3 points behind Liverpool.
Yeah.
Not the other way around, though. If we finish ahead of you, it's donezo.
Excuse me?
That's what it was. Because I said, you got to give me...
Excuse me?
You got to give me odds.
I've been stitched up here.
Roll the tape back.
Because, I trust you. Okay, so if United finish ahead of Liverpool, I owe you...
One sixer of Lucozade. Red bottles.
All right.
I told you, cans are off the table.
And, okay, so, but
and
if...
And then if we finish 7 points clear of you.
So there is a points thing.
Well, that was the that was the secondary thing.
I'm hugely confused.
That was the second. We said, okay, well then if it's 7 points.
I thought it was 3 points for a sixer and 7 points for a 12er.
It was if United finish
all right.
within three
I
points
believe
behind you.
I don't trust my own memory. Yeah. Great. Liverpool are starting to dial it up slightly. Huh?
Yeah, one game on the spin. Well done.
One in six.
People forget that you lost to Bournemouth the week before.
Honestly,
because Newcastle fucking gave you the game on a silver platter.
That's our first win in the league in like 6 games. You know,
how are you still hanging on?
I don't know. Like, but we're the worst team in that area.
I mean, five are going to get Champions League. Five teams are going to.
I'm confident that we'll get. I'm actually.
Who do you think though drops out? Chelsea.
Yeah. Arguably Villa.
Yeah, they
I could just see it. You
well,
know.
It's 5 points to United and Villa now, right?
Yeah,
and we're 2 points ahead of you, I think.
Yeah,
and they do have Europe to come as well. They're playing Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah,
like so. If they go out of Europe, they're probably a better chance of hanging on the Champions League spots.
I'm still holding out for second spot, to be honest.
I mean,
If we beat City on Sunday,
but I was looking at it right. I'm like. Could we finish second in the league? Like, United,
you know, it's unlikely, but you've got to be
optimistic. We're ahead of you in the league, so
yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I even know it's probably unlikely, but it could happen. You gotta have hope.
If you beat City, we beat Spurs, which we should,
then all in the mixer.
Spurs are fucking shite. Like, I can't believe they drew with City at the weekend.
I know.
City are a fucking disgrace.
And then Liverpool are playing, like, Villa, Chelsea... And United,
one game after
another.
Might say it's one battle after another, Andy.
But you know what? I did a watch along for the last two games on my channel, and I have to say it's such a more enjoyable experience
when you're winning.
Well, yeah, when you score 10 goals in two games, it's very enjoyable. But even without that. It was you know, obviously watching it in person with like you and a bunch of people is the best experience. But
remember those days?
Yes, kind of. But it was nice to have.
Was it Chelsea?
Yeah, the slip.
Yeah,
I watched the slip game with you,
and I was like just like shaking you.
Like Gerard, I hadn't even gone in yet. Terry's grabbed me by the shoulder. And I'm waiting for Mignolet to just fucking save it. Just say, no, of course he doesn't save it.
It's pretty harsh on Mignolet. Like, your man's one on one.
I think Mignolet made it a bit easy for him.
For 30 yards, like, you've got a lot to think about.
He's no Alisson, I tell you that.
Few are. I think Alisson's probably the best goalkeeper in the Premier League.
Yeah, you're damn right. You're damn right, Terry. But yeah, it was fun. And it was a learning experience to be live for like 2 hours and not. But like, someone was like, oh, my wife's in labour. I had this on in the background, you know, so I put a poll, girl or boy, or, you know, that sort of stuff.
That's fun.
It was nice. So I'll be able to do one for the City game.
I'm waiting for your, like, generational head loss moment.
I can't. Because I don't think I can.
My timeline, was it the Bournemouth game? Or maybe, like, one...
Anfield agenda.
But, like, also, like, a bunch of other ones were just... My timeline was flooded. It might have been like whatever the loss before that was. And I'm like, wow, I'm really being fed so much like...
Was it Liverpool head loss?
Liverpool head loss, like content
Jonathan
creators.
Morley or, you know, this fucking team. You know your man, he's like young, like younger than us.
I don't have a lot of time for the younger ones.
I mean, I don't either, but, you know.
They haven't lived it. You don't know.
They haven't paid the dues to sing the blues, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I tell you, I was singing the blues this week.
Great segue. I don't even know where you're going, but great segue.
Some Something that made me really sad, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it was Friday. Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Passed away. I just saw it on Twitter. I was like, no. Like.
Yeah. That was very. That was one that
a
was
legend, like a bona fide legend.
She's so good, and she was so funny.
In everything.
Like, so, like, I never saw her. Like, anything I've seen her in, she's been one of the best things about that thing. You know what I mean? Whether it's movies or shows or whatever. Like,
Home Alone, probably her most famous movie.
Yeah.
And she's generally, for the film, the straight person.
Yeah.
Except for, like, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, generally, she is playing it straight. And yet, she's so funny in it. Like, her, I think about it all the time. Her delivery with John Candy, where he's like, "Kiss me, polka, polka twist," and she's like, "These are songs." And he's like, "Ah, sold about 700 of them in Chicago, Sheboygan." You know, like, her little, like, Chicago, like,
just her and like Peter when they're like, they're joking with the person, they're like, "Knock on wood." Like, anyway, you know, like the cops not laughing, you know, like it's funny.
She's so good, and then like her like in Christopher Guest. Movies, Best in Show is.
Was she the mom? This is a deep pull, but was she the mom in Orange County?
She was the mom in Orange County. I remember her. I'm proud of you, my friend.
Good in.
She was.
Remember, she was a bit like an alky or something like that. Like,
but she
like,
was good at being sloppy.
Very. Know? Like, she was good as like Bam Bam in
Curb. I was going to say Funkhauser's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never, you know, I never saw Schitt's Creek, but I was so glad for her. That she was,
I think,
instrumental in a hit show.
I think you'd like it. Like, Faye has watched all of it.
People love it.
It was huge. It was more her show than my show. But, like, she's very funny. Some of the way her line readings in it are, like, she's probably the best thing in the show.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's this guy in it, a real minor character, that every time I see him, I get, he's like, because he could, like, Eugene Levy's character is John, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy... He's kind of a tall, he's a mechanic or something, but he comes onto the screen every time. He's like, "Hey, Johnny." And like, just comes in, like, jogs in, like, claps his hand. "Johnny," like this weird little gait. I'm like, oh.
Nice.
But she's like real proper, you know.
Right.
The way she, weird accented pronunciations.
Yeah.
And like,
it really
did catapult her back into the zeitgeist.
Yeah. I was glad of it. Yeah. Okay. Of course. And I remember I seen a thing only last week where she was being asked what. It was probably after she died, but it was, what would you like to be most remembered for? What are you most proud of? And it was just like nothing to do with acting. It was like being a good mother to my kids.
Yeah,
you know, it's
she's Canadian, so she's kind of a good person.
Normal,
yeah. Do you remember she was on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No,
quite a bit as well.
Like, was she?
I think it would have been the Drew Carey. You know, not the.
That's the only one I care about.
Oh no, I was OG. I was. What was it? Was Clive Anderson.
Well, that's the English. Oh.
But it had, like, Ryan Stiles and all them were on it.
Oh. Remember? Yeah.
But she would have been on, like, the Dwayne Brady.
She'd have been great at that.
You know, what bugged me about the Drew Carey years was he would get up and take part in the games.
I don't ever remember that happening.
All the time. And I'm like, sit your ass back down behind the desk.
You're the fucking
Clive Anderson would. You know, he would shout, instructions from behind the desk the way it should be. And he was like, "I'm going to play."
And then I see it. So
Fucking nail your ass, Kerry.
Shots fired from What's So Great About.
Actually, by all accounts, he's a really good guy.
You can't say that, haven't you?
No, but like he paid for all like union stuff when they were on strike and all. He's a good pretty stand-up guy, good. I think. Yeah.
Someone else died.
John Virgo.
Yeah.
That's today.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't feel anything about that.
Oh,
if I'm being
honest. Made me sad. Big Break.
Yeah, I liked Big Break. Actually, do you know what? That's not true, because
John Virgo,
actually just watching the snooker, he had his commentary voice. Dulcet was very tones. Iconic. Was he 80 or something?
Was he old? He's always had grey hair.
Yeah,
as
true.
As long as I've seen him, you know?
But yeah, more from just watching, particularly like the World Championship, I'd always be like, you know.
He was good.
Very
analyst.
Good voice.
Yeah. But good content, you know what I mean? Like he would put you at ease and like what you would pick up on what he's putting out there. You're like, yeah, actually, that's, you're right. What
you're dead right, John.
Yeah, good analysis there, John.
Wasn't John Virgo used as that term You know, like, oh, the old John Virgo. Like, it was used as a euphemism for something.
Like a what? Like a trick shot?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it was something to do with, like, potting the brown and the pink. Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
If I would say that's more of doing the old Jim Davidson.
Mm.
Right? That makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, though, no, because he wouldn't be potting them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's a fucking pig. Like
screwball in the side pocket. Hey, I watched a bunch of movies.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it on...
No, I talked about it on the solo cast. Yeah. But I could, even when I was talking about it and you weren't there, I could hear you screaming.
And then I left you a voice note about it.
And then you also, just to pick up on a few points there.
You know, I've said my piece on the Raging Bull thing.
Raging Bull, yeah, but like I'm with you. I liked that, that sort of style.
It sounded like you were giving out.
No, I liked it. It was kind of like a play or something, like, you know, yeah. I don't know. I liked that. And it did look very good. And then I saw... Interstellar, finally.
Really? You really screwed up my Christopher Nolan miniseries.
I mean, I'll watch it again. I'm dying. I wanted to watch it again.
Incredible score,
after.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, incredible score. It really makes a difference, doesn't it? Like, to a movie.
It's a big part of it.
And I did not know Matt Damon was in it.
Yeah, that's, and we can kind of talk about it.
How did I? How was that secret kept from me?
Well, it's good. And he's the king of the cameos in his later career. And we'll talk about it. Maybe when
Scotty doesn't know, of course.
Well, of course. Yeah.
The greatest cameo of all time. I mean, the most A-lister doing what the here
fuck?
Cameo.
Like, this perfect little sex kitten. He's like, Scotty doesn't know.
Like,
Scotty
has no business being in that movie.
Piercings, tattoo. Like, yeah, I was just here for a day. You know,
but it's the kind of one, like, I always feel like when Matt Damon shows up, I'm like, is that Matt Damon? Yeah. I almost can't believe it. Like.
This. That's why he's a legend, right?
He's a legend.
And like, I was watching, I can't stop watching the, you know, Good Will Hunting 2 clip.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a bit, always gets me. He's like, the guy comes up, he's like, Ben, Matt, he's like, get your fucking hands up.
Lock it up, we're going for pitcher.
Make it happen, guys.
Get your fucking hands off me. Fuck off, will you?
All right. On a count of three, we rush these fucks and beat the shit out of them, because if they're all fucked up, they can't make that movie, right? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Good Will Hunting 2, hunting season, scene 16, take 5.
Think about the paycheck.
Okay. Face facts, my friend. You're just no longer that good. Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Now, how do you like them apples?
I don't like the sound of them apples, Will. What are we gonna do?
Jackie?
Yeah?
It's hunting season. Applesauce, bitch.
Like, I guarantee you, improv, like,
yeah,
get your fucking hands up.
They said, like, because I watched the thing, I'm obsessed with the two of them now, to be honest. And I watched a thing where they were
hunting season.
Doing a friendship test on, like, whatever it was, GQ, where they ask each other, like, what's my dream job? What was my first car? What was, you know, whatever. What role did I get that you thought you could have done better on? Like, stuff like that. But, like, they seemed like they had a lot of trouble getting through some scenes from laughing, like that hunting season, they said specifically. Yeah. Like, it took them a long time.
I'd say so. It's the most fun. Like,
it's probably the most fun thing.
Bullshit. He's like, so action, Gus. Jesus, Ben, I said I'm busy.
Now, do you know what? I watched it again. I hadn't seen it in ages. Lost in Translation, right? And
is it on Netflix?
It is on one of them. It's on Prime or Netflix.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Being fed to me through one of the algorithms. Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, it's a little bit of its time, but it was, I really just love the vibe. I love, like, Kerry described it great because Johnny was kind of watching it a little bit. She was doing something and she was kind of watching it. And Kerry was like, oh, you explained the plot. She's like, it's kind of like a quiet movie, you know, sort of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Sucking like, on my titties like you want it.
I turn that right down. I can hear.
The peaches.
Sucking. It's so aggressive.
I remember, like, I had the sound. I loved the soundtrack.
It was great.
And I would come home after working like a fucking 7 to 3 shift. I'd probably been asleep at like 2 the night before. Yeah. So like, and like, I'd smoke a joint after work, be really fucking tired. This is my early 20s.
Nice.
Really fucking tired. Like, get into bed and put that on my laptop and like, just listen to it. Like, you know, Girls, it's just like washing over you. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And then I remember waking up because it was like, whatever way I had the volume, it was like, that song like blasting. I was like, what is going on? Like,
fuck the pain away.
Yeah.
Fuck the pain away. But no, I have to say I really enjoy that movie, and it's like, I think it was Scarlett Johansson's like first.
It wasn't role, her first, one of them, but like it was her kind of breakout. Like, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just I didn't have a huge amount more to say on it, but because it's kind of one of these like just kind of ambles along. But like,
see, and you're like, oh, we need plot. Like, you don't need plot. You need vibes, man.
Yeah, well, sometimes. I mean, it gave me Tokyo vibes. So, yeah. You know, I'm all about that. I will literally just sit and watch someone walking through Tokyo. No, so if that's just in the backdrop, you almost don't even, it doesn't even matter what the characters are saying.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean? All right. To go back to Interstellar.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, please.
I was surprised to hear how much you liked it.
Were you surprised?
Yeah. Because I it's not my favourite Nolan. Ooh. Now. And I'm,
it's officially my favourite Nolan.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Not my favourite.
The end, do you have an issue with?
Not really. I just think it's a bit, like, corny.
It is a little.
Like, I don't mind it, but, like, maybe it's just because Anne Hathaway delivering the lines of, like, love can transcend time and space and stuff like that. You're like, okay. Also, what the fuck's Casey Affleck's deal in the movie?
Yeah, what's his problem?
Why is he a murderous psychopath? That,
also, why when, spoiler alert, but why when McConaughey comes back, he doesn't ask one question about his son?
Because he knows he's a fucking asshole.
Like, how does he know?
Like, why do I feel like
where's my daughter?
He's trying to kill his sister because he hates being a farmer so much or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't perfect. And you know what? I have to admit,
Big Timmy, though.
I thought, yeah, he was good. And I actually kind of thought that some of Matt Damon's lines were...
Matt Damon's the best thing about
like
that.
Like, some
movie.
Of his dialogue was a little bit like, I don't know, I couldn't put my finger on it. Like, when he kind of headbutts him and he's like, and he's just kind of talking to him, but like, kind of concerned, but kind of like, okay, I gotta go now.
He's disingenuous. You know, he's the best of us, and it turns out, like, actually, no, just like everybody else, he's a piece of shit. And the way, spoiler for instance, the way his thing ends, where it's like, no, you can't. You don't know how to do it. Yeah. It's like, look, I'm telling you, this is... Yeah. And I was like, I remember seeing it on the big screen. I think it was like Savoy 1, back when Savoy 1 was the big screen. And I was just being like, the sound, being like, whoa, like, your teeth exploding. Like,
but I kind of feel like I want to see it again. Like, I genuinely would have watched it again that night. And you know I don't like plus 230 movies.
Yeah, it is a bit long, right?
But it was great. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
Can we just talk about one thing, like, on the football thing? See all this shite with Ronaldo?
No.
It's like he's going on strike.
Oh, because Benzema's joining a different team?
So, like, the PIF in Saudi Arabia, like, owns four teams.
Yeah.
And apparently they're investing more money in one team than his team. So he's like, I'm going on strike. I will leave the league. You don't want to lose me as your public face, because it's like they're investing, like Benzema is moving from one club to the other and they're allowing it to happen and all this shite. Like,
are they buying him, or they're just...
They're buying him, but there's no fee disclosed or anything. It's just kind of like, it's all hogwash. But like, just him being a fucking fanny again, like, you know.
He is the worst.
He is the worst, isn't he? Like,
fucking, I actually can't stand.
And I was seeing these things on Twitter where it's like, Ronaldo has said he's willing to return to Man United. I'm like, fuck off. Like,
oh, just leave. Yeah. Like, just
retire.
It's actually getting to the point where it's slightly embarrassing. And, you know,
he's been embarrassing for years.
This may be libelous, and it doesn't matter what.
This is a comedy podcast. This is a comedy podcast. Nothing we say here is real.
But I'm not buying his relationship with that one.
Who?
Whoever his wife in inverted commas is. I'm not buying. I have never seen them kiss once. I've never seen them. There's
through my binoculars. I have not seen them.
And I've been watching them closely. I'm not buying it for a second. And that's fine. This whole surrogate thing, like, you know, I mean, it's very
he's a fucking
He's and a also, creep. Do you know what I have to say really annoys me? And this is so unjustified, but like the amount of like, he'll post something stupid, right, on Twitter, like working hard.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. 45,000 retweets.
Million likes.
And I'm like, all the comments, like, my goat, my king, you know, this. I'm like, yeah, like, he's surpassed, he's gotten to just like uber fanboy level where it's just, you know, just
it's the cult. Freak, it's sorry, a cult. On
you, where like the freaks are all out. I mean, like, how is that? Like, a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's not like I want that engagement. It's, but it's so like, you're all fools. All of you who retweeted that, like, oh yeah, this is my guy. Yeah. He's giving a thumbs up. I'm going to retweet that. Like, you mugs. Yeah. You mugs.
At least put a comment in it or something like that. Like,
you mugs.
Quote tweet it.
Yeah, something. But,
that's a hell of a looking thumb.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What else we got? Oh. Royal Rumble was on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
In Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
Keeping it on topic.
Ooh.
Yeah, the crowd were not here for it.
Really? Was it all the Saudi Arabian crowd? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And they just were like, didn't know the storylines, didn't care. Maybe they did.
They were dead for a lot of it. They did a guy that was like, he was in AEW. He's a very impressive guy. Maybe seen Powerhouse Hobbs.
I can't say that.
Big, big black guy. Okay. They're like the monster, like Powerhouse Hobbs.
Right.
And it's like, he debuted and it's like, pff, Powerhouse Hobbs. And I was like, oh, they're keeping the name. It's like, Royce Keys. Like, what?
Not the same.
Yeah. And like, Michael Cole's like, I've been keeping an eye on his career for years. And like, there's, it just, it shows the difference to like, say with JR when he was coming out, he was like, Big Willa Hobbs. And I'm like, yeah, like that's a real person. Like, because his name is Will Hobbs. He's like, he's man or whatever. And then it's like, well, here comes Royce Keyes. And I tell you now, he's going to make an impact. But like, nobody knew who he was because they don't have AEW in Saudi Arabia. They don't have that TV. And it's just like, why would you,
waste it?
Exactly. Yeah, like, have him show up the next night in America and like fucking cream
they
somebody.
Go crazy,
like, yeah.
Like, and who won in the end?
Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Is it shit?
Yeah. But they did an interesting thing the next night because it's like Punk is the champ. And like,
oh, really?
It's going to be Roman Reigns, CM Punk at WrestleMania, which generally feels
that's
like
that's
big,
draw.
A big match. But they did a thing.
In name.
Yeah, I mean, Punk cannot go.
No.
He's too much bulk and he's gassed every time, like 10 minutes in, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Is he selling or is he actually blowing out his ass?
Yeah.
That's the magic. Right there, I taught him everything he knows.
But like, I'm obsessed with the lore of wrestling.
This is what I was going to say. They had a, you know, a face-to-face and it's like money. I'm like, well, actually, I'm excited to see this now because the both of them seem like they genuinely don't like each other.
Yeah.
And like, he dropped in, he's like, my life was a living hell when you went on your best buddy's podcast and talked about, like, this. Yeah. That's what got CM Punk fired when he was went on Colt Cabana's podcast. He talked about how he needed to put Roman over, make him feel strong or something like that.
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
Essentially, like, the next 3 years, 4 years of his career, everybody booed the shit out of him because they felt forced. And I was like, even like mentioning Colt Cabana because there was like lawsuits, all this shit. And I was like, wow, like that, like, and you could see Punk was like, you could see like, oh, you're not faking that. You're not faking that face.
Who's better on the mic between Roman Reigns and Punk?
They're both quite good. I like Roman Reigns. I didn't ever think I would.
I did not think you'd say, I'd hear
but
you saying
I,
that.
Like the pandemic run he had, I was like, oh, like he has this. He was like king heel. He was champion for like 1,300 days or something. And he really.
I love that they did that.
Yeah.
Kept it for like ages.
It's like 4 years. Yeah. Something like that. Like,
that's what it used to be back in the day, right?
Like, in the 80s, like Hogan and Sammartino and stuff like that.
And then it's a huge deal when the.
And like it made.
Hands.
Yeah, Cody won it. And then he kind of. Yeah. Like he's their top guy now, but he also kind of feels.
Yeah.
Lost, you know?
Do you know, I just can't watch it. I can't.
I'm officially
out. You know what I mean? I'm one of these guys who doesn't watch wrestling. I appreciate it, and I have all the stuff. You know, I would never belittle it.
I'll send you a clip every now and again. You're like,
you
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. But like, generally, like, I love hearing about the behind the scenes stuff. Love that. Yeah, but the actual product, I just cannot watch. I can't get into it. It's too. I don't know whether I'm cringing or. Or what? It's just like, a little bit too. Give me something, a bit of edge to it.
I think you would like AEW.
Probably.
It's less cringy. And like, WWE stuff is so silly.
Yeah.
And like, even the sound of it, I'm like, you know, AEW was like there's something fucking gnarly pretty much every week.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, there's fucking a geyser of blood. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. Or like Darby Allin, who's just like a fucking nut job, just throwing his butt. Like that steel, what was it? Belly to belly suplex onto the steel steps.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, ah, your spine. Like, stop that. Like, you're hurting yourself.
This is even more painful than it looks.
Kind of, man. And he's so slight. He's such a slight guy. Somebody like, you know, your man fucking Neville, like, packed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, he's small, but he's big. And, like, Darby Allin looks like a fucking 10-year-old compared to him. Never mind some of the bigger guys.
Well, you know, I'll get slightly into it as WrestleMania season comes around. I've seen John Cena given some interview recently.
He's done.
He's kind of done.
He's done. AJ Styles is retired from Gunther.
He never meant anything to me, to be honest with you now.
Yeah, that's, they did that in Saudi. Like, Gunther retired him.
Oh, okay.
Gunther's just retiring everybody.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No, I just... I can't. Yeah. I can't. I'm sorry. I have no reference point of, you know, what I like about it anymore. It's just... It's too... It's a different thing.
What do you, and wrestling aside, what do you like? What do you watch on TV?
I watch UFC.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone back and watched pretty much every pay-per-view of the last 4 years over the last few months.
Oh, like current? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just watching it. It doesn't matter to me who's the star.
I don't know anybody, like.
Yeah, I just like, I like to watch, I like watching, I like watching things with a big crowd and a combat setting. But I just, me and Kerry have kind of gotten into it and... It's nice. I think it's more the fact that, like, it's our little 1 hour of, like, our time during the day. Because fucking hell, three kids is full on. So you just
two
don't.
Two is enough.
You just, yeah. So you just don't get a second. Like, work is a pure holiday. Like, it's even though, like, you're working hard.
Or hardly working, right?
Or hardly working. It's a mental break to just focus on, I'm going to focus on this task for an hour. Uninterrupted while I sip on coffee and listen to a podcast. Like, great. Like, that's a mental
holiday. That's the dream.
But, so we watched the UFC at night, and it's something that, like, we've been watching. I only saw a thing where Brock Lesnar tapped to Frank Mir.
I saw that the other day.
18 years ago to the day. So I'm like, oh, wow, we've been watching it for 18 years.
He was in the Rumble. Big fucking sex pest head on him. Like,
is he a sex pest?
Oh, he's named it. He's named 44 times in that Vince McMahon lawsuit.
Ew.
And they put him on TV, like, what are you doing?
Don't like that.
MAGA.
So that's it. But then I'll watch, after that, honestly, it's just YouTube. And we've watched some Father Ted. Yeah. Joni's actually been into it, so nice. I'm watching it again through her eyes and stuff like that. So things like that, you know. But
the reason I ask is, you were a huge Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah.
For years.
Hell yeah.
You know, there's a new Game of Thrones show.
No.
Yeah. Half an hour. Ugh. An episode.
Ugh.
No, good.
What's it called?
A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
And who's in it that anyone from Game of Thrones?
No, it's like set like 80 years before Game of Thrones. So it's kind of like Khaleesi's family, you know, the blondie haired guys, like they're still in charge. But this, what I like about it is it's following this guy called Sir Dunk. Sir Duncan.
Yeah.
Sir Duncan the Tall is what he's calling himself.
He's like,
you're tall. And he's like, yeah, Sir Duncan the Tall, that's me. Like, he's a guy that's like, just become a knight. He was a squire for somebody, and the show starts with his knight dying, essentially, and him burying him on the side of a road.
Right.
But the whole series, it's like 6 episodes, 30-minute episodes. This whole series is set around one jousting tournament.
Ooh.
So it's literally like a week in this guy's life.
Has it gotten good reviews?
I've seen 3 episodes of it. I think it's really... I was out on Game of Thrones after then. I was like, fuck this show.
Yeah.
They fucking ruined it. And so much so that the other show that they have, House of the Dragon...
Oh, yeah.
Didn't watch that.
Does that have Khaleesi in it?
It's her family, but it's even further back when they still have dragons.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, we have dragon eggs. We've no dragons left or whatever.
Yeah.
So this one is now set, like, something has happened on that other show.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of that show will be they lose their dragons. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I like this because it's literally just combat sports with a big crowd, but it's in medieval times.
Ah.
And it's funny. Man, like, it's there's sex. Cocks.
Mm.
You know, the Game of Thrones is like famous for like a penis. Oh, like, well, a flappy penis.
But like, I remember seeing that obviously in South Park and stuff.
Like, but, like the second
I
episode,
don't recall there being a huge amount. The first season,
the first season there was a lot of dong. I was like, oh,
there was a lot of like, you know, it's not that I do like to see a good sex scene. Who doesn't? But the first season one, and then it was like loads. Season two, bit less. And then by the end, like,
it was very chaste by the end.
Very little sex by the end. You know what I mean?
First season, though, there was lots.
They didn't give a shit.
Flappy dongs, flappy dongs. This one,
you were telling me has a piece.
Affleck. Affleck, yeah. Legendary stick man. Just that
stick man.
I mean, look at the women he's able to pull, like
Ana de Armas.
Yeah,
fuck off. Like, how is he? What's he doing?
And if you look at the shape he was in when he was pulling her, I was like, not happy.
He wasn't in good shape.
No, he was like that. Do you not see that? Like him on the beach in the towel with the big belly, like or the Dunkin' Donuts.
Your charisma.
It's just Affleck, man. He's got it.
He's great.
He is great. But
sorry, we were talking about
Ben Affleck. We only end up on Affleck again.
We talk about penises.
But it's funny. The show starts and it's like, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna enter this tournament, whatever. And like they're like, da-da-da-da, like the music kicks in, and then like it's like cut short and it's just him taking a shit, like like liquid diarrhea. He's like, oh god. And I was like, oh good. Like you're self aware enough to be like.
To be funny.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm shitting all over that show that may have shit over your, you know, fan service or whatever.
Okay, well, yeah. What's it on? HBO Max?
Now TV. You got the login. Just use it.
Do I still have an account on your Now TV?
There's an icon there. I've given you the login. Yes. Just use it. It's never been used once.
Have I not?
No.
Huh.
And like, Sinners sitting there, watched that at the weekend. Fucking come on, Andy.
I got a message from a patron saying, sorry to Terry, I can't tell you how much I hated Sinners.
Who's this? Who's this?
Thomas? Thomas something.
Thomas.
And I, you know what? Thomas, you know, I meet you very rarely in person, even though I would consider you a close personal friend. But I believe him, to be honest with you, Terry. I believe him.
How do you hate
Andy it? Said some parts where he was laughing at it, and I remember you took issue with that, and I'm like, even at the time I thought, I think I saw Andy on that as well. I don't know. You know what I mean?
He's like, I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Like, what bit was this is funny?
There is funny.
It's a fucking clown. It amuses you.
There is a lot of funny moments in it, but the bit he was talking about, I'm like, this is incredible. This is transcendent.
I feel like whatever it was, I feel like I would have lent on like... You know, maybe, you know.
Well, Thomas.
There you go.
No, okay. Well, actually, you got pretty good taste.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
There's always one.
Recently gave you a bunch of Blu-rays.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They were good Blu-rays. But then my question is, why are you getting rid of so many good films,
Thomas? He hated these movies after all.
Yeah. This is all just a one big tease.
Hey.
Yes.
Segment time?
Sure.
Would you like a segment, Terry?
Oh, I'm going to give you a segment because it's time for a banger for Andy. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. Fuck you, Four Eyes.
That, of course, signifies the bangers for Andy.
A time where I choose a song for Andy.
I like as you're going through, like your head's frantically going up.
We don't have a jingle for it. That's recorded live every time.
Every time. Would you believe that, folks? Okay, so you hit me with a song.
Yes.
Let me get the name of it here. Why don't you tell me what it was? Where is it? Here we go. The Number of the Beast from Iron Maiden.
How we go on Iron Maiden?
I don't.
Oh, great.
Generally, I don't. It's a massive...
So I was asking about heavy metal, like...
Yeah, but when you say heavy metal...
This is heavy metal.
You're talking like 80s
metal. But that's heavy metal.
I guess you wouldn't call something in like 2015 heavy metal. But you might do, though. Heavy metal is quite all-encompassing.
For me, heavy metal is 80s, though. Metal. Like, you know?
I would just say metal.
Mm.
Heavy metal is a bit like...
It's not death metal.
No.
But it is heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hair metal?
It's not hair metal. No, because, you know, I get hair metal is...
Like Bon Jovi.
Rainbow, you know. Like,
yeah, a little bit lighter. Of tameness yeah. to hair metal.
This is not, you know...
So
this is something. This is something that the guys from Airheads would listen to.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Like, it struck me. I was thinking of Jack Black for some reason yeah. at the time when I was listening to this.
Dio, Black Sabbath. You know, that's heavy metal.
So, folks, we're gonna play a little bit of the song, and then we're gonna hear what Andy thought of it. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying it in third person? Fantasy, just what I saw in my old dreams. Were they reflections of my woman staring back at me? Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
So, let me give you a bit of context please. Where I chose this song.
Yeah, please.
I have been to the Bone Temple. Have you been to the Bone Temple?
Only up here, in the mind.
I've been there,
uh-huh.
And there is a scene in 28 Years Later, the Bone Temple, with this song.
The brand new one?
Yeah.
When did you say that?
None of your business. Don't blow up my spot, man.
Sorry, come on.
Yeah. I've been to see it.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, like, I've seen the movie.
Go on.
And there's a scene in it with this song, and I was like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm not sure I agree with this choice. When you see him, because he's literally putting on a record.
Yeah.
And I was like, Iron Maiden, man. And then by the end, I was like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah. Like, I... Certainly, the first minute, I was like, ooh, ooh. And it did.
Guns N' Roses, you know? Yeah, you know?
Do you know, there's just a certain...
Yeah.
Part. That's the part I don't like, though.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why, but...
That's pretty good, but...
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Just, you know, just winging it.
Once a year.
so, like, that... when it gets to that level, I'm like, oh, it's, like, you know, it's a bit... Not run of the mill, but it's like that's that sound that I don't identify with. But all around that was really good. Like the music's really good, drumming's really good, the guitars are really good, and the vocals are really
good. It's a really good song. Like,
yeah, like it is a good song. Fucking I would not, like. I liked it. I suppose it, I don't know if I would go back and listen to it a bunch, but it. I liked it more than I thought I did. I heard of the song and I'd heard it like years ago.
I thought this might penetrate.
Yes, oh, you know? It did in a way.
Just
like, why you gotta do that?
Fucking gross. Why you gotta say such nasty shit?
Cause I'm a nasty motherfucker.
All right. I thought this, and like I had it on when I was cleaning the kitchen Saturday morning. I think that's why I sent it to you. And I was like, kids are playing in the house, and when I was like kitchen to myself, and I was like, just like had it. Window open, back door open. And I was so like,
neighbors get the
cranking it, like you know, sex. You know,
big. Well, yeah, I was a fan. I would say if I'm rating it out of 10,
yeah, maybe we should start doing that.
Yeah, let's do that. 7 out of 10, I would say.
Okay,
not normally bag, but I enjoy the experience.
By your grading method, it's an
that's
A plus.
Like a 9, that's like a 9.5 for you,
yeah. Just yeah. for anybody.
anyway,
all of us.
so, next segment.
Yeah, let's keep the music times going.
Yes.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better? who wins?
That, of course, was the jingle for our segment, Sir, A Second Song Has Hit the Tower.
Still not now, 100% happy with that title.
I was, do you know, but I feel like it's morphing now. Because on our Excel thing where we put the notes, it's song, it's like, Sir, whatever you say, like you say the word Twin Towers.
Second the, song, Twin Towers.
Second song, Twin Towers. And then today I was calling it Song for the Towers. Then Song for the Lovers. Yeah. I don't know, but we'll land, yeah. We'll land somewhere, yeah, around there. We're just circling the wrong way.
Yeah.
And this week it was the, so basically the premise, it's pretty simple.
If you're new to the show.
Two songs.
Same title.
Same title, not a cover.
Yes.
Which is better.
Can't be the same version. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be two versions of the same song.
Yeah. Two distinct. No same lyrics, none of that. Different song, just same title.
Yeah.
So, this week, it is Somebody to Love. And we've, of course, gone with Queen and Jefferson Airplane. So, I'll play a little bit of both. So, you can make your mind up at home, and then we'll come back.
Anybody find me somebody to love? Each morning I get out my dial, can barely stand on my feet. Take a look, take a look. Danielle, I spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love? When the truth is found to be.
A question for you.
Yeah.
You didn't want to use the Boogie Pimps version of
I
somebody?
Did not. No.
Great video.
Not familiar, to be honest.
You're not familiar?
No, the Boogie Pimps?
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is.
The version of Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love. Do you remember the video?
No.
It was like a woman, a giant woman in a scantily clad bikini lying on the ground and a bunch of babies jumping out of an airplane. They're like trying to land on her. Like,
oh,
it's a dance version.
God.
Like, you know, when they went through that phase of making dance hits out of all old songs.
Call me. Hello.
Yeah.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
You know.
God, I haven't thought of that in so long. I didn't go for that.
You want somebody?
I will say, just even though you told me not to mention it, I will say the George Michael version of Somebody to Love, I actually prefer.
Doesn't count.
Than the Queen
Doesn't
version.
Exist.
But I didn't count it.
Doesn't exist. It's not,
George Michael live at Live Aid.
It's
I would
not a single.
Though. I'll stick it on the end.
Don't stick it on
the end. You know. Then
I didn't stick on Scotty Doesn't Know at the end.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, I might. But if I do, that's because it was my decision.
Yeah, okay. It's great. A suggestion.
You like it, you take it.
Yeah,
you don't like it, send it on back. Yeah. So, what do you think?
Both great songs.
Uh-huh. Where do you lie?
Queen. It's Queen.
It kind of. That's what I said to you. I was like, there is only going to be one winner.
You're not a Queensman, though, so I thought maybe you would be a Jefferson.
Do you know
Jeffersonian?
Very nice. I was. Do you know? I liked the Jefferson Airplane version. Like, I obviously like it anyway.
It's great.
It is a great song. They're two great songs.
Jim Carrey, like, you know.
Yeah. But I...
Your eyes and you look at me.
But I would kind of... I liked it a bit more than I expected at this time. I thought, like, as soon as I heard Queen, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's a bit too easy.
This is my favourite Queen song. Like,
anybody. It's a classic.
And, like, just like, me, somebody, love, and we... Somebody fucking flip this table and we're like
yeah, and like it really does just give that extra there's more dynamic.
Can we open the door to doing our top five Queen songs episode?
Yeah, I just feel it'd be,
we can exclude Somebody to Love, alright?
Well, I just feel it'd be boring because I feel like it'd be like, you know, Don't Stop Me Now and Bohemian Rhapsody and like, I don't connect. I know they are, but I just don't connect with them. It seems like Freddie Mercury, obviously, incredible, best front man, best voice ever. I just don't have a... They're not pulling me in. Mm. I'm on the outside. I'm admiring, like, yes, good for them. But I don't... You know, I definitely went through a phase when I was a bit younger of like that one Greatest Hits that they have.
Well, Greatest
like,
Hits 1 is the greatest hits.
Arguably.
Yeah, I think I have number five in my top five greatest hits.
Yeah, episode I mean, it's pretty strong. Yeah.
It's like all killer, no filler.
I would go with Queen as well.
Jefferson Airplane, though, is like...
Like, it's not my favourite Jefferson Airplane song.
It kind of is mine, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
You White Rabbit?
No, I like... I like Wooden Ships. I like... a few songs off the album Volunteers that I really liked. But yeah, White Rabbit was very good. I don't know, Somebody to Love was like really good and hard hitting, kind of like it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's know, like...
Fucking gone!
It has the feeling of like... You're at a live show, but it's a kind of crappy room and you feel, yeah. You know, but like, you feel like, oh, they're like right in front of me.
Yeah,
you know,
like, very immediate.
Yeah, you feel immersed almost.
So like I would
but
say,
like a lot of their songs, I feel it's that voice, like it really sucks like, you in. Like,
that's the difference, you know, is that like even though I would say Queen's song is the better song, I feel a bit more like, oh, I'm there with you, Jefferson.
Yeah.
Whereas with Queen, I'm like, you know, I'm looking at it through the glass. You know what I mean?
How do you feel about Jefferson Starship?
Not a fan.
No.
Well, I only know Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
That's Starship, mate. That's not Jefferson Starship.
What's Jefferson Starship's big song?
Jane, it be a little...
Not familiar with that.
You know, it's Wet Hot American Summer, like... No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
No, 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 no,
no. I'm exclusively Airplane or Bust, to be honest, switching out, Terry.
I wouldn't go as far as Starship, you know, even though they, you know, they got rebuilt this city.
Yeah.
And we can move.
Well, now you're pulling me back around.
You like that song?
okay, now we're talking.
Nothing's gonna stop us.
Was there anything else that we were gonna talk about?
I think that's the list. Gotta wrap it up.
Oh, I had cheese on there.
What's cheese?
Oh, let me tell you.
Cheese.
I found, you know I'm a big Eddie Rocket secret sauce man.
Oh, the cheese sauce.
The cheese sauce is available.
What's it like? Did you get it from Dunn's?
Yeah. Now it's $4.99.
Did you do the click and collect?
No, I didn't.
Andy.
Kerry really is fighting me on the Dunn's thing.
She
loves Aldi. She loves the food in Aldi. The kids like the Aldi food, she says. She doesn't want to change.
That's
common. I mean, that's what I said, but you know. What am I
going to do? Let me leave her voice now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Kerry?
Terry has something to say to you. You know that guy who pulls me away from my family?
Like, she takes the phone, throws it in the... throws it in the bathtub.
That's what I think of that.
You didn't even let him speak.
But you literally just put it in a bowl, heat it up, you know what I mean? So it's no frills. Yeah, but you gotta heat it up.
Yeah.
What, you gonna have a cold?
I don't know, man. I like my sauces.
It's like, cheese sauce. I mean, you've had the Eddie Rocket's cheese sauce.
I have, but I guess I wasn't even thinking it through. I'm like,
it's
gotta
be hot.
Yeah.
I
don't like it.
I do my chips and then I heat up the sauce, put it on. It is, I mean, few things in this world where you're like, it's not the same.
What kind of chips?
It is the same. Skinny chips. Just like I would have in Eddie Rockets. But, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You can have whatever you want.
I'm a skinny chip guy.
I'm a big skinny,
have skinny chips
man.
Tonight when I go home.
Nice. Me too. Probably. It was... look, all I can say is it was absolutely sensational. And it really elevated... I mean, the chips were the main course. You know, and I was having wings.
Chips?
No, I mean, I was having wings, but the chips were the main course for me.
And then what dip do you have with the wings?
Eddie Rocket secret sauce.
Secret sauce, yeah. Blue cheese? Though?
Sometimes I will...
Did you get the blue cheese?
I have done. I didn't this time. Sometimes I'll dip the wings in the cheese sauce if I got some left over. You know, nothing wrong
with that.
Like,
yeah?
Yeah, nice. Mm. Nice!
You know what I got?
I would highly recommend. So you get about four meals out of it.
I was cashing in McCann's.
My precious antique
canes. Yeah, McCann's down the centre. And, you know, it turned out I had like 11 quid's worth. So nice. I'd been sent down to get eggs and whatever. And I was totting up and I was like, oh, well, for an extra, if I put a euro onto this, I could get myself a sauce here. And I'd already got my Nando's Perinaise.
Oh, you're a Perinaise man.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
But I'll tell you what I got. The like chili jam.
Yes, I got
good,
it.
Andy.
It is good. It's I have good. Got it.
And I was
good.
Like, you know what? I wouldn't be buying this if I didn't have my can money to go on it. I'm not made of money. But
you know, all I need is this fancy little sauce to elevate my dinner. To
well, like I've got my barbecue sauce. I got my bullseye barbecue sauce. Yep. That's just for me. And I share it. Sometimes Gus asks for barbecue sauce. Nice. Like, but the regular use sauce is, you know, secret sauce is probably like once a week we get it in the shop.
Yeah.
Then I get myself, you know, I'll treat myself to an exotic one there.
Yeah.
I say Nando's is an exotic sauce.
Well, it's something. It's, yeah, something. It's something different.
You gotta give me something, Andy.
Well, look, on that note, let's wrap this up now. We are about to record another episode. If you're wondering where it is, it's right over there behind the paywall on Patreon as we continue our Matt Damon mini-series. This time, The Talented Mr. Ripley. We've already covered The Rip, which is out on Netflix right now, and Rounders. We are generally going in chronological order, but we stuck The Rip in there. So we're doing Talented Mr. Ripley, and if you if that's not your bag, we have a bunch of other mini-series like the MCU, 90s action, Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, Ryan Gosling, movies of Tony Scott, heist movies, the movies of 2007.
There you go.
And a bunch of other
top fives.
Movies not your bag? Don't worry, you idiot. We got a bunch of top fives, movies. No, I just said movies. Music, and a bunch of other stuff.
Standalone, Perfect Day.
Yeah, what's our perfect day look like? What does our dream festival look like? I'd love to do another one of these.
Yeah. Send us in some ideas, because you can shape the podcast if you pay the money.
That's another thing. You can literally tell us what to do, and we will do it. Now, I will say, I got a few requests in the last week or two from people that I have not relayed to you yet, Terry. So I'll tell you that on the way home. So if you're wondering why we didn't do that idea yet, look, I haven't said it to him yet. But apart from that, if you do subscribe, you will also get a early access to all these episodes. So you don't have to wait till after the weekend.
But if you can't afford the low, low fee of €5 a month, well, you can do me one more better. Now, Andy, did you know that there are 30 entrants in the Royal Rumble? But I don't want a 30-star review. That would be silly.
That would be crazy.
I want a 5-star review.
Yes. How does he do it? Every week he surprised me.
I find a number, stick to the number.
Simple.
Easy. Simple.
On that note, folks, thank you so much for the support. Thanks for bearing with us last week. Although, you did get two extra solo casts.
Absolutely,
you know,
so, almost 2 hours worth of free content.
So, you know, actually, you know,
ingrates.
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves if anything, complaining about that.
Yeah. Stop sending us hate mail. Fucking the amount of letter bombs sift through here at the office.
People are starting to get suspicious. On that note, folks, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, enjoy.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's on her knees. Stopping. Cause Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty, Scotty doesn't know. I can't believe he's so trusting while I'm right by. It's so cool when you're on top. His front lawn in the snow. Life is so hard cause Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
It's a little
close. Got a problem with that?
No, that's fine. Whatever, whatever you need to do, man. One of us needs
such
to look professional.
Fat fucker.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care who knows it. I've never been fatter in my life.
It's January, man.
Oh, man.
Trouble so right. hard. Ready?
Yeah. Say one more thing.
One more again.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast